If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for seven figures. Go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code PODCAST for an instant $100 discount. See you in Nashville.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Engston.
Good day, my
friend. What's up, buddy?
How we doing?
Good, good. We were driving home the other day from the mountains, and we noticed a sign, and I thought it was like very relevant to this topic because it was a golf course.
Yep.
And I had never seen the golf course do this before, but after thinking it through, it makes total sense. So the golf course had a sign that said unlimited golf, $275 a month.
Yep.
And I'm like, son of a gun. I don't know if I've ever seen a golf course run a subscription model.
Lighter, different than like a membership, you know, to a golf course or like a club.
Like a country club membership versus this is the public can go sign up for a membership at the golf course. Because I'm so used to going in and paying tee fees and unlimited golf for $275 a month. Now, you got to remember that probably that price point probably wouldn't fly here in Scottsdale. This was in the small town of Sholo, is it Heber, somewhere in between there. You know, it'd have to be higher because people would use the hell out of that.
Oh, sure.
And they would be booked up all the time. But
yeah, there's probably two outings.
Yeah, one.
Right?
It's yeah. You know, so maybe $9.97 or something like that. You know, but that's irrelevant. The point I'm trying to make here is like, hey, this is a subscription model in a in a different style of industry, and it made total sense. So then I started thinking like unlimited bowling memberships, unlimited like Top Golf. Do they have an unlimited membership? Every time it's like you book a thing and you go and pay that time. It's like, you know, it's interesting that most industries are trying to get over to this subscription model, and it really, you know, it was very relevant and prevalent when the subscriptions for the software that used to go to Staples and Best Buy and get the box for Office 95 and had a bunch of CDs in there and you owned the software. Now everything's subscription why are they doing that? Well, it's recurring revenue. It's predictability. It's projections. It's knowing that, you know, the revenue's coming in next month and the month after. Then you start looking at churn, you start looking at, you know, cost per acquisition and client lifetime value and all these things that are kind of just baked into the fitness industry that we take, for granted in a lot of ways. And, you know, the gyms that focus on recurring revenue growth, which is what we call the delta, it's a formula we created that allows us to know whether or not we won the month or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's month specific. It's an individual month within itself. Okay. This isn't growth over the prior month. This isn't growth of the prior year. It's the first of the month to the end, last day of the month. Did we win the month? And that's how we focus on recurring revenue growth, because when you get your recurring revenue to a point where all bills are paid, your projections for next month, you know what you're bringing in, everything changes for your gym.
Yeah.
And that's what all these other industries are trying to get to, recurring revenue. Projections and stability.
Yeah. My favorite aspect of it is the exponential growth factor, right? Because what we don't think about, what we often overlook, is the fact that you sign somebody up for an annual agreement in January, they're paying you in February. Mm-hmm. You add people to that group in February, they're paying you in March, right? Like, so it's this month's growth compiles
stacked
on top of, you know, next month's growth on top of next month's growth. And I think that right there is the strategic advantage of the MRR and the long-term focus, like, you know, annual membership focus. that's how we get gyms to 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 every single month, because it's the compounding factor, right? There's Darren Hardy wrote The Compound Effect. I think it's Jeff Olson wrote The Slight Edge, both very, very similar books that talk about the power of compounding, you know, compounding interest, right? How fast you can get that to stack on top of itself. Our business model is created around that.
Right.
You don't have to go like, and that's the opposite, right? So the short-term low barrier offers or challenges or things that you're selling today that have a short-term bracketed expiration date, call it 6 weeks, whatever it may be, 30 days, you have to resell that, right? So that's not a consistent, you're not growing on top of that once you've collected that revenue. When you focus on the MRR, every single time you add somebody to that, you're getting it. So it's almost like double dipping. It's such a powerful component. It's the penny penny doubled every day type of thing.
Not quite, but I would love that to be the case. But we overlook it as gym owners. You're like, well, that's just the way it's always been. But when you start to get greedy and start going down this path of paid in fulls at discounts and just trying to get the extra cash up front, you realize really quickly how volatile that is. And how every single month you're on edge. You don't know what to do. Like, it's all about marketing and sales. And it's like this, your whole focus of what you really started your gym for, which is to help people have a great product and serve them, focuses over like, how are we going to get the paid in full this month?
Yeah.
What's the hook? What's the thing? Email the list, and you lose focus really quickly about the task at hand, which is let's serve these clients.
I would say that I don't know if I would say greedy as much as desperation, because if I think about the gym owners that we've spoken with, or those that have that traditionally like gravitate back towards that stuff, it's because they don't have the MRR, but they need that revenue today.
Yeah,
it's constantly, like, to your point, right? You're not building the foundation of membership base. You're grasping at straws for revenue today. And so I see it as more of a desperation tactic than it is a greedy aspect. I think it's, there's some of those, you know, greedy components where you're doing high ticket.
I don't think it's greedy, like you said. I think it's dopamine.
It's absolutely.
The dopamine hit of we closed the deal today. Close a big deal. $5,000, $3,000, $7,000, whatever it is. Hey, Tim Lyons here, and let me ask you a quick question. If you had the exact playbook the top 5% of gym owners run, how big would your numbers jump this year? Lock that playbook in September 4th through 6th in Nashville at the 2025 Grow Summit. 3 days laser focused on building a gym that prints profit and buys back your time. Okay, I'm going to walk you through the 7 habits of the highly profitable gyms that we work with. You'll master the Love's Flywheel with Dan Waymera. You're going to learn magnetic hiring with Lindsay Vastola, and even bolt on a 5-figure nutrition program with Jennifer Brockstrom. You need marketing firepower? Alicia Little shows you AI automation that do the heavy lifting while you sleep. Do you want unshakable sales swagger? Christopher Carter's body language tactics seal the deal. Then New York Times best-selling author Donald Miller closes us out by teaching you how to clarify your message so clients line up and referrals explode. Single track stage, zero fluff, only 250 seats. These are the exact frameworks owners use to scale, step back, or even sell their gym for 7 figures. VIP is disappearing fast, so go to fitprogrowsummit.com, choose your seat, and drop the code podcast for an instant $100 discount. Good only while you're hearing my voice. Grow Summit 2025, build the gym that wins. See you in Nashville. You know, here's what's interesting. They know we talk about them on the show. We got an Iron Circle client that's been in and out of our group a couple times. They're in now, and they're loving it. Their whole business is changing, and they were that gym. They were, they're a $1 million gym. So like on the surface, like, oh, fantastic, $1 million gym. But they would have $20,000 and $30,000 swings month over. So like they could do 70,000 this month, 100, and then 60, and then 82, and then 58, and you know what I mean? It's just like this high low thing. Mm-hmm. They made a post in our group last night. They are, what do they say? This year we've been consistently well over 80,000 a month for the whole year, and it's a totally different level of peace of mind. Stable, steady, reliable. I know what's coming in, and it's allowing me to think ahead instead of constantly reacting. projection-wise, I'm not looking too far out yet, but I can already tell we're in a much stronger, healthier place than this time last year. Total game changer with the Delta focus.
Boom.
And it's true because it sometimes feels like you're doing the wrong thing when you stop selling the paid in fulls. You stop getting those chunks, and instead of doing the paid in fulls, you convert them to an EFT model, like a recurring subscription. So you're saying no to the $5,200 chunk, and you're saying yes to the $105 a week thing, and it feels like, oh my God, we're gonna take a dip. But again, that stack. And then before you know it, you take a zoom out view of this thing. Instead of $120,000 a month and then an 80, and then a 60, and then a 78, and then a 92, it's 85, 87, 89 every single month, and it's ticking up. And then next month it's 89, and then it's 90, 92, then 95. Totally different game.
Yeah, we've talked about it quite a bit on the show. I think something has to do with the confidence in their product and the client staying. It's easy to take that cash grab up front if you don't know if that person's going to be with you in 3 months, right? I think part of that's not knowing your numbers, not knowing your average length of stay, not having confidence in the product that can keep somebody beyond 12 months to 14, 24, 36 months, right? When you know that that's the average that you can keep somebody, play for that. That's a great place to be in, right? Sure. I'd much rather have at the end of the day, it's about the total revenue that you can generate from that one client over the length of time that they're going to be with you. If you can take, let's just call it $500 a month for 36 months, or you can get $5,200 one time and they're gone.
Yeah, three times the value.
Exactly, right? And so I think the more clear you are on your numbers and the better your product can be, continually deliver that result for the client over the long haul. And there's a lot that goes into it. We were just talking about the short-term mentality, crash result type focus that usually those high-ticket programs throw everything in on, right? Mm-hmm. Let's get them as much weight loss as possible. Let's throw all the bells and whistles into this program. Is that what happens at the end of that? You know, are you reselling them into that? Will they move into a annual EFT model if you strip away three quarters of the things that they were just receiving as part of the high ticket program? Can you bake all that stuff into your daily deliverable for every client and just consistently have it happening in your business all the time?
Stuff to look at for sure, to optimize your delivery of your product. Your product needs to be the best in class, like period. You need to have your main thing, like be the best that it could be. And a lot of times it's not. Mm-hmm. And to your point, if you're seeing churn at 4, 5, 6 months, well then, yeah, it would make a lot of sense to get the year up front because you're doubling your client lifetime value. But I'm here to tell you there's another client out there. There's another client that stays 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a different person. Now, there's a lot that goes into somebody staying 15 years. One of those things is they can't move away from the area, and there's some of those things you can't control.
Yep.
And if you were to look at the age of the people that move versus the ages of the people that don't, and the kind of socioeconomic statuses of those clientele, they're just different people, and it's okay. But it took us a long time to realize who is our best client. You sometimes, early on in your business, man, wouldn't it be cool to just train young, athletic, bodybuilder, fitness model girls all day? But then until you realize that they don't stick around and pay the bills over the long term, you make that decision really quick. And I remember being in that sales seat for years and having people ask about the paid in full, because that's a common thing in most gyms. If we pay in full, do we get a discount? If we pay in cash, do we get a discount? That's another topic. The answer to me has always been no. We don't want the paid in full.
Now, with a discount.
Right? With a discount.
Yeah.
I would rather have the recurring revenue. And I've told people this because, hey, here's the deal. I would rather have a built-up, stable business than not knowing the next month. And most of the time, they're fine. Like, if they're not going to sign up at your gym and they're going to walk out and go somewhere else, then sell them the paid in full. Like, it's just, why not?
Sure.
But most of the time, they're just looking for a little discount. Mm-hmm. And if they're already thinking a year out, like, that's kind of a good thing. Just be like, hey, no, we're going to put you on an annual membership. You can pay monthly or weekly or whatever it is. And we would never do the discount. And I remember think about this. This had to be a decade ago. I was saying no to that stuff. Isn't that weird? Yeah. I mean, it's just like I just knew what I wanted out of this business. So something to think about, guys, that like all these other industries are trying to get what we already have. Focus on Delta. There's a link we'll put in the show notes, trackyourdelta.com. It's a free training. We give you our sheets and stuff. It's a little outdated. When you get the sheets, probably going to say 24 or 23 in the Google sheet, but that's irrelevant. The triggers are all the same. And you can start tracking this as your main KPI, which is the only KPI I care about in our business. So I look at it every month when I'm working with Zach. Like, that's the one. Did we win the month? Every month is a new month. Because you stack Delta on top of positive Delta on top of a positive Delta. When you turn around, my God, you're in a wholly, totally different business.
That was the story I was thinking about too, was our buddy Tommy. When he was Tommy John, right? Yeah, when he was opening the gym, you know, he could have absolutely front-loaded a bunch of those sales, tried to get as much of cash. You know, he's a year and a half into business right now? And 3 months, it took him 3 months to get to a 30,000, roughly 3 months, right? To get to a 30,000 monthly reoccurring level. That gym owners that we know have spent 10, 15, 20 years never getting to because of what they're focused on, how they're going about delivering that offer and what they're selling clients into. And to your point earlier, I mean, like every agency is pushing cash grabs right now. There's so much of it that I think is the opposite of the way to grow a true stable business that will, we always say clarity sets in, right? When your base operating expenses are covered by your monthly recurring, you have clarity on your business. That should be the first mission at hand.
First mission, guys. If you're not there, if you go and look at your expenses and you're negative every month, like your recurring revenue is, in you know, if you're using Mind Body or what we recommend is Wellness Living to kind of like track all of your membership revenue, go look at the number and go look at your P&Ls. If your monthly recurring is not as high as your expenses, whether or not you're profitable, because there's two different things, recurring revenue against base operating expenses, that's the equalizer. When it's, say, it's 20 grand expenses, and if you're at 18 over here on recurring revenue, get it to 20. When you get it to 20, that's your only focus. When you get it to 20, take a deep breath, then get it to 30. I would be surprised if that 20 in expenses goes up to 30. It might go to 23 because you got new payroll or more hours, but you can now get your recurring revenue to 40. I bet you that 23 goes to 27. Okay, so now you're 13, you know, and then it gets to 15, it's probably 30.
Yeah, the economy, now you're 20. Scale.
Yeah, like just for every recurring membership you add to your business does not add expense.
Correct.
If you do it the right way.
The right model, I guess. Right, yeah, that's a whole nother can of worms. But
so many things to teach. Anyways, guys, it hit me with the golf membership. It makes total sense for golf industry to go this way. We already have that advantage. Take advantage of it. Don't squander it by doing paid in fulls, discounts, challenges, things like that. Get the long-term client that stays 7, 8, 10, 12, 15 years. Your life will change. Hopefully that helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.